Masechta Shviyos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tes. We've mentioned in the previous Mishnayos that one's not allowed to clear stones away from his field during Shemitah because it's preparing the field for planting. So that was discussing smaller stones. He has to leave a layer of stone out on his field. He can't clear it away completely. Mishnah Tes discusses the larger stones. Avnei Kasef, shoulder stones. These are very large stones. The Mishnah later will describe what this means, shoulder stones. But these large shoulder stones, bois mikol makam, he can be brought from any place, he can carry them from any place in this field and remove them because it's clear that they're regular building material and it's going to be used for the purpose of building. V'hakavlan, someone who by profession is a builder, he's hired for construction jobs. So such a person, maybe mikol makam, he's allowed to take any stones from any place because of his profession. It's clear that he's taking for the purpose of building, not for preparing the land to plant. Ve'elu hein avnei kasef. The Mishnah now explains, these are avnei kasef, these are shoulder stones. What are shoulder stones? Kol she'eni yechela li'natol ba'achas yad. Any stone that's so large that he can't carry it with one hand, and he needs to be carrying it with his shoulder or with two hands. Divrei Rav Meir, that's Rav Meir's opinion. Rav Yosi says, avnei kasef kishman. Avnei kasef are kishman, like what their name implies, and avnei is plural. Evan is one stone, avnei is plural for multiple stones. So Rav Yosi says, it's like its name implies, kol shehein nitala shtayim shalash al kasef, any stone that you can carry two or three at a time on your shoulder. Mishnah Yud. Habayna gadar beinai ubein rishis harabim. Someone who builds a wall between his property and rishis harabim, the public property. So he's building a wall on his border. Mutar lahamik, he's allowed to dig deep to make a foundation for his wall, ad hasela, all the way down until bedrock, to make a foundation for his wall. Even though normally digging in this field is not allowed, it's preparing the land for planting. But here he's doing it for the purpose of building this wall, and we're not concerned he's going to change his mind. He's allowed to dig for the purpose of making a foundation for the wall. The Mishnah asks, Ma'yasa ba'afar, what should he do with the dirt that he dug up? He's not allowed to spread it around his property, because that's also preparing the ground for planting by spreading topsoil. So what should he do? The Mishnah brings two opinions. The first opinion is Sayyivrei b'Rishis HaRabim, he can pile it up in Rishis HaRabim, even though he's making now a pile of dirt, which is a barrier in the public property, he's hampering the traffic flow in the property. He can pile it up temporarily in the public property, umisakne, and then afterwards he's going to have to fix it up and clear it away from the public property. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua, these are the words of Rabbi Yeshua, who allows him temporarily to put it in public property. Rabbi Kiva says, "Kederach she'in makalklan b'shus harabim." Just like he's not allowed to damage public property by piling up dirt there, kach lo yisakenu. So too, someone can't even pile up dirt in public property in order to fix the public property. For example, if he's collecting stones that are in public property, he can't pile them up to make a mound in public property. Ma'yaz ba'afer. So according to Rabbi Kiva, what should you do with this dirt that he dug up? He can pile it up in his field, but he has to do it kederach hamazablan, like those who pile up zebel, manure, in their field, which we saw in the previously in Mishnah Beis in this parak, that there's halachas how he has to do it. He has to have three piles per every beisa, with a large amount of three lesach in each pile. The standards of piling up manure in his field, he's going to have to do the same thing with this dirt to show that it's clear he's just doing it for storage but not for preparation of making it suitable for planting. And the Mishnah ends off, V'chein ha'chayfer bar v'shiach ma'ara. The same thing applies when digging any type of hole. These are three different types of holes, ditches, and caves that he's digging in his property, different shapes of holes, a bar, a shiach, and a ma'ara. And this is not necessarily during the Shemitah year. Anytime he's digging these types of holes in his property and he needs to put the dirt that he excavated and needs to put it somewhere, so the same machlekes arises between Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shua allows someone to temporarily put the dirt in public property and remove it afterwards, whereas Rabbi Akiva never allows anyone to put dirt in the public property and damage the public property, even temporarily. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's not allowed.